Why existence? People often dismiss philosophy as impractical jargon, seeing it as nothing more than verbose theory by pompous theoreticians. And these people would have a good point, because there is plenty of that going on. However, to claim that philosophy, and specifically the ponderance of the deepest and most existential questions, are nothing more than impractical word games, is, in my opinion, naive. Because the study of ontology, the study of what exists and why, and the study of epistemology, of knowledge and its validity, get to the heart of what all this is. And what all of this is includes you and your life. Whether consciously or unconsciously, we are all walking around inside of culture. And the very foundations of culture rest on epistemic assumptions. Assumptions which make particular truth claims about the world. Take, for example, the notion of free will. The entire criminal justice system rests on the idea that we as people have free will, where we can choose between different decisions and actions. The truth of such a question, however, isn't entirely straightforward, and there's plenty of rich debate to be had on the topic. Another example is God. You may or may not be a believer in God, but aside from that bucket of worms, we can't even agree on what God is or what that symbol is pointing to, if it points to anything at all. What about purpose? What about meaning? What makes something true and why? Can you start to understand the problem? Can you see that your whole life and what you believe is resting on quicksand? Maybe this is why we suffer. Maybe this is why the mystics say that we are all wrapped up in illusion. From my perspective, there is nothing in life quite like these questions. And besides getting to the point where everyone is treated with just respect and has what they need, what else is more important? You could say that we will never be able to answer such questions, or that it's up to science and not the philosophers. For sake of time, I will not get into science, aside from saying that it too is not free from interpretation or assumption. Science, as it is practiced by many today, rests on a core set of axioms, which it has complete faith in. Not only this, but if you ever get into the philosophy of science, you will quickly see that the mainstream view is extremely exaggerated in its explanatory power. This is because it can only speak of what things do and how they interact with each other, not what they are in and of themselves. My point is that all fields, including science and philosophy, depend on philosophy, as we are all thinkers and dealers of thought. And so, if anything, I am an advocate of mystery. And I would go so far to say that there is still mostly or only mystery. Science could be a great thing, a very insightful and useful thing. But one does not need to understand the underlying nature of the game to be able to play with and manipulate its contents. And so maybe we will never be able to answer such questions, these deep and profound questions. In principle, I think that this is probably the case, at least in a limited sense. For if it exists, perhaps the true theory of everything will be so powerful precisely because it fails to be a theory, and precisely because it's far too ineffable to be shared in symbol. Perhaps such a thing will instill the same conundrum we have with trying to explain sight to those who have never seen. For language can only refer to that which has been previously known. Suffice it to say, I hope not to answer any questions here, only to provoke more. Hopefully, that question, though, is still at the forefront of your mind. Why existence? Why does anything, including you and I, exist at all? What would you do if you found out that your entire worldview was a farce? If you believe in God, what would you do if you found out that he or she didn't exist? Or at least that your characterization of what God was is completely mistaken? What would you do if you found out that you didn't exist? Or at least that your characterization of who and what you are has been completely mistaken? Where do you go from here? All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.